Please open to the Gemara's to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. I'm going to read the Gemara once again. The only way to learn this is keep repeating over and over again. Shalosh Noshim Mishamshes B'moch Ketana Muberes U'Menika. Why? For fear of some health crisis. Be dangerous. Sakonas Nefashis. Either for the mother or for the child. Okay. That's only from age Ketana from 11 to 12. Pocha became V'yosem became Mishameshes Kedaka V'holeches Divrei Rameir. Chamomim, achazu veachazu, mishameshes kedaka v'oleches, u'min ha'shamayim yirachim v'ishem shenem ha'shomer p'sorim ha'shem. So we saw yesterday a double machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Are we discussing Kod and Tashmish, or some call it Shas Tashmish, or the Acha Tashmish? That's machlokas number one. And machlokas number two, are we discussing Rameir and Chachamim? What are they fighting about? Rameir says mishameshes kedaka. Excuse me. Rameh says Meshameshes B'moch, and Chachamim say Meshameshes Kedarka. What does that mean? What are they fighting about? Rashi's keyword was Mutter. These three are Mutter, implying the other Stam women are. Excuse me. These three are Mutter, according to Rameh, and according to Chachamim, it's Asur. Whereas Rabbi Natan says no. These three women are Chayev, Tzrichos Meshamesh B'moch, which would imply that other women, as far as we know, perhaps would be, excuse me, that the opinion of the Chachamim is not Einan Tzrichos L'Shamash B'moch, but if they want to, it's Mutter. So are they fighting from Mutter to Aser or Chayev to Mutter? Right? That's the second dispute. And we pointed out that the Yam Shel Shlomo, which we read in the Shir yesterday, Barichas yesterday, said that no, it took half of Rashi and half of Rabbi Natan. It took Rashi's view that Meshamshes B'moch means the moch is there from before. He brings the Raya Berura, which he considers to be indisputable, irrefutable. Something more needed of Gimel, that the moch, which is there, holds up the dam. That implies that it was there from before. That's a Raya Berura in his mind. That Rashi's right, not Rabbi Natan. That's what Rabbi Natan does with that Gemara. At the same time, he interprets Meshamshes to be Tzrichos, as Rabbi Natan did. And therefore, what emerged according to the Yam Shel Shlomo is that we're talking about Moch Konam Tashmish for Gimel Noshim Chayavos, according to to Rabbi Meir. According to Chachamim, it's Mutaros, these three women. And the Marashal goes further and says, you know what? As you saw yesterday, even Shar Noshim is Mutar. It's Mutar for these three women, even though it's not a real danger, it would be mutter for Shar Noshim as well. So says the Marashal. How do you explain that? Isn't there a serious prohibition of what we call in our language Hashkos HaZera? So the Marashal said no. The Marashal said that notwithstanding the fact that the Pshat Nagamara of Misham Pesh Memoch, as Rashi said in Nidah Daf Gitmu, is Memale Kolosa Mokum, and therefore the Zera HaBaal goes directly into the Moch. Nonetheless, it's still considered a proper activity. And what's the basis, says the Marashal? It means it's as spacious as its follows. He says that it's not considered to be Hotsoa Zera Levatola, which is the phrase which the Gemara uses. And the reason for this is because, as he puts it, guf nena min aguf, and it's considered to kederach kol haaretz. This is the fundamental yesod of the Yam Shel Shlomo here in Siman Ches. He calls it derach tashmish b'kach, for guf nena min aguf, and for this reason he considered it to be a permissible activity, even with respect to shaar nosh. Okay. Any questions so far? Just went through three shitas. Rashi shita, Tosa shita, and the Marashal, who combines both. Does anybody agree with him? So we thought that Nebuka Yosef agrees with him. Let's read the Gemara. Let's open up again one more time to the Nebuka Yosef. What page is it? I keep different pages in different editions. Mm-hmm. Page Hey. For those of you have Bezim and Bezim in the old editions. What does it say over here? Top of the left column in our edition in page Hey. What does it say over here? The the Magen Yosef says, let's see. Hikshu Olav Zal, he has questions he asks against Rashi. Rashi knows Mutaros was his moch. Him came, ki amrina de konim azman hazem eshameshes gedaga v'asura l'shamesh b'moch, amar. That's what Rashi seems to say, it's asura. V'amai, kevan de'enem esaberes kol ikar v'yen kam ishum ashchos azera. What does that mean? That means, since she's not going to become pregnant anyway, there's no Easter of ashchos azera in this situation. And therefore, chayavos l'shamesh b'moch shum sakona didol devlad. So he learned Rashi's pshat in Moch, Kodem Tashmish, and Tosus pshat, that's Chayavos the Shamash B'moch, if they're from the three women, and the presumption is that other women would be permitted, again, it doesn't say so beferish, we'll see some of the details, but he also seems to say another very big Kiddush, and the two go together. According to the Mugen Yosef, was quoting from the Ritva, we'll see the Ritva in a moment, what's the nature of this Isser? Is the nature of this Isser an absolute violation? That the fact what the husband is doing is a terrible violation of being Motzi Zera Levatola? You get an impression from the Ritva, please, Harav Miller Shlita, Mashkiach Di Shiva Seinu, come and give a chizuk. Please.
Hello, Moriker Rabbi. Rabbi Willie. Tayre Talmidim. Tayre means pure. Yes. I just want to say a few words about where we're holding. 10 days before Rosh Hashanah. 10 days before Rosh Hashanah means that 2/3 of Elul is already gone, finished, 1/3 left. If we were to, anyone, were to walk into the yeshiva downstairs, there's a lot of learning going on, Baruch Hashem, Zeisman, tremendous. He would have no idea that it's Elul. He would have no idea that it's Elul. It's not Afka in our Yishmedrash. You go into Lakewood, you have no idea it's Elul. Go into Mir in Yerushalayim. People learn, you have no idea it's Elul. It wasn't always this way. Shamanu, me, grandparents, great-grandparents, that in Europe it wasn't that way. In the shtetl, it wasn't that way. Just like here in Washington Heights, you can see a Jew in the street and you could say, oh, it's Shabbos. Look at that Jew, it's Shabbos. Look at that Jew, it's Purim. Well, look at that Jew, it's Purim, right? Look at that Jew, it's Tisha B'Av. In Europe, it was able to look at a Jew and say, it's Elul. You could see on the Jew's face that it's Elul. You could see Chil Ura Ada. Rav Shalom Shvadron says that his mother used to tell him bedtime stories. During Kodesh Elul, the bedtime story was how the fish are quaking in the oceans. That was the bedtime story. You know, it was safut. It was made part of them. The question is, what happened? Sof kol sof, b'liya in harech, with siyata d'shmaya, how we've come back after the Holocaust, learning, dikduk and mitzvos, communities. What happened to Elul? Why did Elul somehow not come back to us to the same degree that it used to be before the Shoah? So Rav Shalom, he has a sefer called Kol Doldi on Tkufa, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he offers the following hypothesis, something to think about. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every human being a koach hatziyur, the ability to draw in one's mind's eye a picture and to live that picture. He can live the picture via his koach hatziyur. If we were to have a court case coming up next week on a traffic violation, we can close our eyes, not in Belshir, but we could close our eyes, picture ourselves in the courtroom, picture the people sitting behind us, picture the judge, picture what we're going to say if the judge asks us, what do you have to say, why did you go through that red light? We can realize the consequences and begin sweating. Mamish begins sweating currently because of what could be. Lose our wheels. Who knows what the consequences could be of this violation. If there were to be a coronation next week, or even less than a coronation, a royal wedding, right? Kate and William, they're getting married. A week before, a month before, someone could close his eyes and picture all the pomp and circumstance and the horses and the carriages and where in the cathedrals, v'chule, v'chule. Maisa Shahaya, Maisa, the whole world had this koach hatziyur beforehand. The day of the wedding, that was already after play. The Iker was going up to what she's going to wear and this and that. And you can picture yourself various options. Look like Cinderella, look like this, look like that. Next week we have both. We have a Yom HaDin, we have a court case, we have a coronation. Why don't we have the Koach HaTzir? In the Rabbeinu Yerucham of Mir, Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Mashgiach in Mir, he points out that this is not a new issue. You look at Rachav and the Meraglim, you can see something very, very similar. Let's just go back a little bit in Jewish history. Right. Yeshua sends spies, Rachav in Yericho hides the spies. That's an act of treason. Right? She's a Jerichoite. Right? She's a citizen of Yericho. Were she to be caught, that's Benedict Arnold. That's off with her head. She's doing an act of treason, hiding an enemy spy. Why did she do it? She risked her life for these two Meraglim. She didn't know them at all. So Meraglim asked her, my high. So she said, 40 years ago, Shamanu, this is the pasuk says, 40 years ago we heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Korea the Yamsu for you, and he said that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, she said, Yadati ki Hashem natan lachem et ha'aretz. I've been living this Koach HaTzir for 40 years. This is a reality by me, that Hashem yitain lachem et ha'aretz. I'm not doing anything dangerous. I'm living my reality. My reality is that you're going to be here and not Melech Yericho. Let's compare her to the Meraglim. Meraglim didn't hear about Kriyas Yamsuf. They went through Yamsuf. They walked through Yamsuf. The Meraglim walked through Yamsuf. They didn't hear about it. They walked through it. They didn't wait 40 years. A year and a half after Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, you're going to conquer it. They said, not us. In other words, Chazaku Mimenu, v'chulei v'chulei. Rachav had a Koach HaTzir. The Meraglim didn't have a Koach HaTzir. They didn't take it seriously. Namely, it's not a question of what you experience. It's not a question of how much of it is really you. It's a question of what you open yourself up to, what you allow yourself to feel. Rachav allowed herself to have a Koach HaTzir. The Meraglim didn't allow themselves to have a Koach HaTzir. Coming back to YU in many ways has been familiar. Mordechai and I sat and Baruch Hashem learned together. That's very, very familiar. To walk into Shir is wow, it's wonderful for me. But there's some differences between what I've been experiencing the last 40 years in Eretz Yisrael and what's here. What I find is that people here are so Torah. I never saw people so Torah. If they're undergraduates, then it's college. And if they're married, then it's Parnasa. And it's Kiruv. And it's this. And it's that. And they're running around. I said to someone, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming up. He said, it's okay. My wife's going to take care of the menu. I said, menu? Who's talking about menu? I'm talking about Rosh Hashanah is coming up. He said, I'll get to Shabbos. I can't think about Rosh Hashanah. I have to worry about today. I have to be in Elizabeth at this hour, and this, this hour, and this, and this hour. I have to run this. I never saw such a tirda. How's a person supposed to have a koach hatzir if he's Torah? So our avoda is to get rid of our tirdos. In other words, to say, just a minute, put things in perspective. Next week we have a court case. Next week we have a coronation. We can't deal with the tirdos currently. Put the tirdos on the side and put Rosh Hashanah in the center. That's our avoda. Because even though I'm sure all of us on Rosh Hashanah are going to feel that we're flying with the Shechina. We're mamash b'chnaivulifnim, and we're going to hear the shofar and everything will be fine. But how can you be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden on Rosh Hashanah if you haven't practiced? And it's all cool stuff. How can you say Hashem Melech on Rosh Hashanah and today say Kriyat Shema like you're a 13-year-old? You know, it's like mitzvah sanashim melumada. I'm talking to myself, not to you. You know, it's, how does it happen? It can't. One has to begin now being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. One has to begin now saying Birkas HaMazon b'kavana. One has to begin now saying, I'm not going to battle. At Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to sleep. And now I can battle. Just Rosh Hashanah is going to be, that's the sign. Rosh Hashanah points out in the Mishnah Brura that one of the simanim is not just to eat apple and honey, but not to get angry. A person shouldn't get angry on Rosh Hashanah. It's a siman for the year. How is it possible not to get angry for 48 hours at our wives, our kids, the gabbai, our neighbor? How is it possible, unless a person began working on himself before, and Tikkun Amidos is instant pudding. Tikkun Amidos, a person has to, so now we have 10 days. Let's try not to get angry today. Let's try not to get angry tomorrow. Let's go into Rosh Hashanah after not getting angry X number of days. There was a Talmud here in the yeshiva who's now a Rav in Passaic, who has a website. He has a short vort on his website. Very, very, he learned in Bruce. That's a very, very special Talmud. He brings the following mashal that I think will put everything into a nutshell. Sometimes you remember a mashal and then it reminds you. So the mashal was about a tailor. This tailor was very, very unique, that he was able to size up people. What does it mean to size up people? He could look at a person and know exactly what size suit he wears. You're 37 long, you're 42 regular. In other words, he didn't need a tape measure. Person came into a store, wanted to buy a suit, said, "What size am I?" Tailor looks at him, short, pudgy, said, 52 husky. Okay, goes to the rack, takes two 52 husky suits, goes to the dressing room in the back of the store. All of a sudden, the tailor hears a geschrei from the back of the store. Who knows what happened? He goes running back there, and he sees this fellow standing there. "What did you do to me?" The jacket doesn't close in any which way. He can't pull up the pants. The sleeves are up. All right. "What, are you playing games with me?" Taylor, this never happened to Taylor before in his life. He's trying to figure out what's wrong. Then he looked at the fellow and says, "I want to teach you a lesson for life. Never put on a new suit without taking off the old suit." And that's Chodesh Elul. We can't go into Rosh Hashanah without an Elul. You can't put on a new suit without taking off the old suit. So now is the time. I'm speaking to myself, just if I talk to myself. I once saw that a Hasidic Rebbe said that the most powerful invention of the current century is the cell phone. Now he can talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time, and people will think he's talking to someone else. Previously, they thought he was nuts walking around talking to himself. Now he just put a cell phone next to him and talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I'm talking to myself and talking, and you're listening. We have to be able to work on ourselves to take off the old suit before putting on the new suit. So we should all, in Yitzhak Hashem, have a Ksivach Sima Toiva, Shnas Chayim B'Shalom, and keep learning. That's Lacha.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anytime you want to come in, any day. Whenever you want to come in, you're welcome.
It's dangerous.
Not dangerous. It's wonderful. Any day. Please. Okay. Kol Tov. Wow. The last mashal comes, it was quoted from Talmud and Passaic, but I wanted to tell you where it really is from. It's from the Dubna Magid. Maybe he attributed it. The Dubna Magid said on the pasuk, which you just read, read not long, we say it every day. He told the story of a mashal with this tailor. He said, "You understand, the suit fits perfectly if you put it al levavecha, straight on you. If you put it on top of your old suit, on top of your winter coat, of course it's not going to fit." That's how I heard the mashal from the Dubna Magid. Okay. We give you yashkar to Rabbi Miller Shalita. You'd all be well advised to hear his musar, not only in a few minutes here in our shirum, whenever he gives vadim. And it is true, we learn b'chavrusa and in the kollel. See, it was 1968-69. Whoa. We learned together. Avraham Lichtenstein was a Rosh Kollel. We learned together b'chavrusa. So, a few years ago. Not only Rabbi Miller, my classmate and friend, but his father and my father, Zechron and Rocha, were classmates and very close friends. So it goes back, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's go now. Speaking of going back, let's go back to where we started from. We started from middle of reading the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, who seems to take parts of Rashi and parts of Rabbeinu Tam, exactly what the Yamashul Shlomo said independently. There's an interesting Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, in Siman Lamed Zayin, in Ebenezer, in commenting on this whole sugya, makes reference to the Marshal, and he uses an expression, Rabbeinu Shehigia Luruach HaKodesh Maharshal Zal. Now it's a letter which he wrote. A lot of the letters were printed in his Sforum. What an appellation. Shehigia Luruach HaKodesh. I mean, I'm not denying it, but all of a sudden he's just saying Shehigia Luruach HaKodesh. So it could be what he meant was that the Marshal on his own figured out the sheet, which is not in Rashi, not in Tosfos, and he was mechaven to Gedolei Yisrael, to the Rishonim. The Ritva seems to say a little bit over here, and the Masechta Ksuvos, and the Shita Mekubetzes. And perhaps he felt that the Marshal didn't, since he didn't quote anybody, didn't have these Svarim. The Mukhi also he probably had, but it's here, it's very brief. So that's maybe what he meant when he said, Shigil Ruach HaKodesh. Why is he suddenly giving him such a big... I mean, he deserves a compliment. I must know. But why is he suddenly giving him over here? So perhaps he meant that Marshal was mechaved on his own to Sforum, which he didn't have. even though he did have the Nebuchadnezzar also, presumably, but here it's not exactly so clear. It's very, very, very succinct. In the Ritva here, and in Rishonim, and Shita, and Kubetz, and Ksubas, Lamatas, even more so, he feels that that's what he was mechavin to. That's how I understood that line in the Chazanish, Simen, Lamed, Zion. Now, Rabbi Osai, another point over here, as I started, as just was saying when Rabbi Miller Shlita walked in, is what's this kasha that he asks over here? He asks as follows. Look at this kasha in the book of Yosef. He says, Vamai, what's the problem of putting the moch when it's referring to a katana before she turned 11? Why? Kevin de enemis aberes kolikar, v'yein kamishim ashkos azera. What does that mean? This is not the religion that I knew. I was always taught that ashkos azera is an independent prohibition, irrespective of whether the Zera has an opportunity to create a child or not create a child. And therefore, the fact that he's permitted to live with this woman who's 10 years old without in an unprotected fashion, quote-unquote, would not, the Ritva assumes, it would not incur any violation if she fills her whole Osa Mokum with Moch. I wouldn't have said that way. I would have said it's true with respect to a pregnancy, it's irrelevant. She's not going to conceive no matter what. So what? Is an independent violation of a male being motzi zera al eitzim al avonim on tamoch? That's what I would have said. But the Nebuchi Yosef is clearly not saying that way. So you get a clear impression from the Nebuchi Yosef. He seems to be saying that this whole, you know, this terrible violation of being motzi zera is not so much of an intrinsic violation, rather it is a, how should I say it nicely, a bitl of pruravu. Now this, the kernel of this thought is already found in Tosfos, where Tosfos links together the Easter of Hashkos Azer with pruravu, and if a woman who's not chayv in pruravu would not have this Easter whatsoever. But that could be somehow in terms of conceptually, but in terms of practically, I would have said, lulei divrei HaNevi'im Yosef, which comes from the Ritva, that is an independent Isser for the male to be Motzi Zera al Amoch, irrespective of whether she's going to have a child or not have a child. That's what I would have said. But the Ritva and the Nebuchi Yosef, not that way. They seem, if you ask me, that's a sort of a downgrading, if you will, at least of this type of an action. Now we'll have to see later, there are worse actions, such as Doshmi Rifnim Zorbi Bachutz. What about that kind of an action? That may be a worse action. Here it's an independent Isser. Perhaps here it's not an independent Isser because of the Marshal Svara. Guf nenem in a guf, which means guf nenem in a guf, even at the very moment of Hazra. Not discussing the guy's dashri bifnim is also guf nenem in a guf, but not later on at that critical moment. So that's perhaps what the Ritva means in this, in the Mugi Yosef who quotes him in this particular context. These are very important yisodas over here, which even this very brief excerpt, which is found in the Mugi Yosef, can teach us. Now I ask you to see the Ritva. And I asked to see some of the footnotes on the Ritva. I don't know if anyone has anyone seen the Ritva. Who, by show of hands, who has seen the Ritva with the footnotes? Okay, see, it's such a whole beautiful limud. There's so much there. But you have questions first. I'll take the questions. Yes, Yo.
What is it in the Chiddushes? I thought he was saying that since any of Baikani, you are being Motzi Zera Levatola.
No, that's not how I read it. I read it that since when it comes to a Ketana, she's not going to become pregnant anyway. He never said you're Motzi Zera Levatola anyway. That means he shouldn't be allowed to marry a ketana in the first place. As a matter of fact, who is the one, we just discussed in the Beis Medrash, who is the one who seems to put together the idea that a person should not be marrying a ketana with the Yisr of Atzor, Zel of Atala, Hashkos HaZera per se? Who's the one? Who was discussing in the Beis Medrash? Yisr, you?
Yes.
No, today, someone just from Yerah. Oh, you came, Arya. The Rambam. The Rambam, when he articulates these two prohibitions, the prohibition of Hotzah, of Hashkos HaZera, as he calls it, in its full-blown glory, and the Easter of marrying, and presumably living with a Ketana, seems to put the two together, which indicates, at least the way I understand that Rambam, that there is no terrible, terrible violation. He does give a lot of harsh words. Take a look, Rabbo, so those who have the Ein Mishpat Hamole, I have a little bit over here, not the whole thing. But we have over here in Perek Chof Aleph and Yisrubiya Halacha Yud Ches. It's page 10 Zion in this edition. Also, the Hotzi Shechvazera Levatolim. Lefichach, Lo Yi Adam Doshmi Befnim, Vizami Bechutz. Oh, that's the worst, the absolute worst thing in the world, right? And the next phrase. For Lo Yisak Tana Shenaril Leilid. What? What? You put those two in the same breath? That's not how I was taught. I thought the first one is a terrible, terrible violation. The second one, no. Lo Yisak Tana, he doesn't, yell at you too much. But then he says, Avil Elisha Menafim Biyad, the Motzin Shech Vazer, Lo Daishu Isu Goro, Elisha Osa Zem, Binidu Yoshev Alea, and Emma Yodechem Dama Mileu, Yeshaya Perak Alf, and Aftor Vashabas Chazon, Uchi Ilu Horak HaNefesh. Wow! The Rambam is using hyperbole, which is not his style. Of course, he got something more than himself, needed after you'd give him, which some of you have seen in various Maram Akomas. Tell me, a man who's married a Katana is also has these titles? That's what? Is Kilo Horog Nefesh? I don't think so. So it's a little strange. Apparently, the Rambam is assuming that there's certain kinds of Otsoas there which are worse than others. Menafim Biyad, things of this nature, as opposed to even the Dashim Rifnim, which is not as bad, because after all, there is some mitzvah of Ona which is fulfilled when it's Dashim Rifnim. And same thing with the Katana, was also not bad because it's a totally normal bia, even though she's not able to conceive. That's the Rambam Shita, as it would appear. That's the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Beis Shmuel, which perhaps we'll see a little bit later as to how do you reconcile these understandings. But just wanted to bring this to your attention. Okay? Yes, sir.
I just didn't understand for the rhythm of the New Yosef. Are you saying that because Hashem there is some part of pure review, that's why it's not a problem?
If it's not going to impair Pruvu anyway, because there's not going to be any child anyway, then it's either not a violation at all, or it's a much lower violation. We'll see soon in the Lashon of the Ritva.
At that rate, why don't they also just say you can't be with the Katan because you're not doing Pruvu, you're being Pruvu?
Why didn't who say?
If the reason Hashem is there is part of Pruvu and you're saying you're not going to accomplish it anyway, then why should you be allowed to marry a Katan at all?
That's a good question. We know clearly that a man's permitted to marry a Ktana, lo yisa, it's not an ideal, you shouldn't do it, but never is there a prohibition, isa gomer, for a man to marry a Ktana. And the whole sugis about it, right? The sugis in Masechta Ksuvos, Nara, Ktana, all those, Rameir, Rabbanan, all those little El Nara, the whole sugis over there. So it's not an absolute prohibition, so it would appear. You're asking why not? So I would answer you, I'll give you my answer, that the Easter of Otsoa, Zer Levatola, is the act itself. The minute it's a normal context of Bia, by definition, is excluded from Otsoa, Zer Levatola. Any Bia is excluded. Right? Now, we even saw yesterday, according to one day in Tosis, it's what Bia Shaloka Darbe. That's a very much bigger Kiddush. But any Bia, Ba'osa Mokom, where the Bia is supposed to be naturally, is not considered a violation. Period. Now, to those who will still argue, that's true. But the minute you put in moch, it's not a bia in a normal place because this moch fills up the whole cavity. Mamalai kol osa moko. So that's exactly what we'll be discussing as we go. Okay, Rabosai, everyone with me so far? This yisod, Rabosai, of the Nebuki Yosef, which says it very much bekitzer, is found a little bit more at length in the Ritva, and much, much more at length in the footnotes on the Ritva by Rav Yaffe and Zichrono Livracha. So the Lashon of the Ritva is as follows. I'm just going to read you, there's a key line here, which is, not every line is in the Nebuka Yosef. I'm going to read you what it says over here. It says as follows. He says, Bias Ktana v'Islandis Muteres. It's permissible for someone to be with a Ktana and an Islandis. It's permissible. Why? Because it's normal. Who said so? Tosis. We saw the Tosis on the food base and the base. Okay? So the Ritva is beferish that that is considered to be mutter. But Tashmish b'moch, lav orach arahu. V'chol dehav le'moch b'shaz Tashmish. And here's a key word. Afilu lididei ika isura. It's prohibited even for him. It's him and her. Even for him, the Havale, catch this now, My Rebbe was always very, whenever I said the words keh, kaf adimyo, it's like. Now the word like is the most popular word in America today. Like, like 10 times every sentence. I'm like, going like to the store, like, you know, like, you know. But the Rishon didn't speak that way. But he threw the word, the coffin, like, ke mishamish al avonim o ala etzim. Okay? Presumably doesn't mean literally, because if it meant literally, what do you mean it's also even for him? His issur of etzim and avonim would seem to me to be worse than anything she could possibly do. V'chiles amoch b'shas tashmish. Let's put in afterwards. Ika isur b'dida. If she will insert the moch after tashmish to absorb all the zera to take it out, she is in a violation. So apparently there's a violation on his part and a violation on her part. Rabbi Yisai, I want a little bit of anatomy. You can't be discussing the isur literally of aleitzim al avonim and comparing this to the issue she has by absorbing the zera and taking it out of her body. So you get an impression from here, Rabbi Osai, that the nature of the issue in Hashchos HaZera is exactly that. It's a bitl of Pru Revu. And he can violate it. How? He can violate it when she put the moch in Lifnei Tashmish. Why? Because it's keh b'shamash aleitz, but not really, not literally. And therefore, if the moch is not there at that time, he's not in violation. She is in worse violation. She's in worse violation, liyacha tashmish, and you get an impression from the Ritva that even if she put the mochta before tashmish, she's still in a worse violation. That's the lashon of the Ritva. What the Ritva say? The mochta is there b'shas tashmish, afilu l'didei keisura, but she has a worse issur. Why? She put it there. Now obviously, if we're talking about eitzim and avonim, she's completely mufka from that. How can she have a worse issur than him? So clearly you have to understand the kuh, a big capital kuh. Like you guys always say, like. Like, it's like, but it's not really eitzim and avon. That's the only way to read the Ritva. Now this is pointed out by the footnote here, footnote 787. He says you get the impression from the Ritva that moch b'shas tashmish, there is a greater issur on her than on him. Because I feel it the day. Because he doesn't understand, how can that be? Hotzah zera levatala, the man's issa, much worse for him than for her. What do you see? As you see from here, no, it's considered to be derech tashmish. But she who put this moch there originally, she was mashchis zera, and she puts it afterwards, even more she's mashchis zera. So writes the footnote 787. More than that. Acha tashmish poshet yoser isura milifnei tashmish. That's what we said before, right? That's what we said before. He quotes as follows. He quotes the lashon of the Ritvon Ksubis. It's aser moch afilu hoya munach sham b'shas tashmish. It's worse afterwards. Why? You know why? It's the more explicit hashchas hazera. Hey, hazera, which is ready to go into the uterus and impregnate the woman, and in the last second she's clutches it and takes it out. That's worse than she put the moch there before the bia, where we say, look, this zera never was really roared to impregnate the woman because it never stood a chance because the moch preceded the hotzos hazera. So that's even worse. So two things are worse. A woman is worse than a man, and when the woman puts it there afterwards, it's worse than the woman put it there before. All this is counterintuitive to our intuition as a real serious violation of Atzar Zer Levatola, where he is much worse than her, and obviously Bishas is much worse than afterwards. So he's coming from a different place, the Ritva. He's coming from, and presumably the book of Yotz is coming from the Ritva's place. Because if you look over here, Hikshu Olav Zal, he says in the parentheses, HaRitva, quotes, and the book of Yotz very often quotes the Ritva. So therefore, it's a whole different approach, this Ritva, different than what we're used to, Rabbi Osai. Very, very important, you saw. Now, question, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. When she takes it out afterwards, though, practically speaking, I mean, we're only speaking from her perspective, then it's worse because neither of them got to where they're supposed to go.
You are correct. From her perspective, it's worse, and that's exactly what the Ritva said, that her putting the moch afterwards is worse than putting the moch before, which is counterintuitive to us, because after all, he has this terrible violation. No, his violation seems to be not to be so terrible. His violation is just seeing to it, just being involved in something that is not going to be a possibility of a pregnancy, which is a much lower level, right, than what we keep talking about, you know, which may still exist according to the Ritva in the case of Zorbi Bechutz, or Eitan Avonu, literally. Oh. Now, I'm going to read you a little bit more about in the Ritva. His Rashi is wrong. Why is Rashi wrong? He asked the question that we saw in the book of Yosef. If what? Three Nashim. Mutaros. That means what? Before she turns 10, 11, she's Asura. Vamai. Kevan she'ena misaveres kolikar. Ein hamoch malel morid. The moch is not, doesn't achieve anything. Klum. Footnote 792 quotes the base mayor in Simon Chav Gimel, who asked the question against the Milke Yosef, who quotes this question verbatim. What do you mean? Ain't it really saber? Mikomakomarek habikamaisa air vaonan. Mishamish aleitzim vavonim. As he quotes Rabbi Kivega, who answers, no, it's not called Eitzim Avonim, it's Derek Tashmish. It's Derek Tashmish. Guf Nenami Guf. He quotes over here in footnote 789. I assume he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo here, because that's the one who had that phrase. No, I don't think he quotes the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin, who in turn did quote the Yamshel Shlomo. I'm not seeing it. Looking quickly in 789, I don't see the citation. I skipped over it, perhaps. In any event, so what's the nature of the Yisirat over here? Isa Miyuchot Shel Ibud Zera. And if she's not Royal Saber, it doesn't exist. There's a whole new approach of the Ritva, different than what we would have conventionally have thought. Okay, Rabosai, this is very, very, very important. It's another kasher, Rabosai, which Ritva asks against Rashi. This I don't see in the Mukhi Yosef. I don't see it looking quickly. For old, Rabbanan Amri echazu v'echazu meshameshes v'kedarka also l'meim adafilu hanach gimel enam mutaros l'shamesh v'moch k'tru k'onter Rashi v'amai kevan dika sakona klal heich machnisos atzma mishim shomer psoam Hashem. Did I put yourself in the sakona? So what is the answer? Hanochon de chayavos shamesh b'moch kama, as the Nebuke quoted, as Rabbi Natan said in his prat. Upachos mikan v'yoser alkein, einan chayavos, el upamam mutaros kegon ktana, then moch is mutter. Upamam asuros kegon gedola, not like the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo said it's always mutter. And the Ritva says, no, it's also kegon gedola. You know why it's also? It's also because it is being mevatel pruvu, because she's a gadol, she could have children. The chachamim omrim that filu elu mishamshus kedarkan below moch im yirtu v'enam chayavos l'shamesh b'moch. Now I ask you a question: how did he answer his own original question? He asked a kash against Rashi. How can you say that according to the chachamim, it's also l'shamesh b'moch? It's a sakana. So what did he answer? It's mutter. What means mutter? It should be chayiv. Are you allowed to put yourself in the makom sakana? How do you answer his question? It's according to Rashi, who says it's also to put use moch. Oh, it's terrible. They put a sakana. According to me, my man says chayiv. Rabbana says it's mutter, but you don't have to. So if you don't have to, the same kasha. How come you don't have to since you're putting yourself in the sakana? That's footnote 793. What's going on over here? What's going on? His question was, how can it be Asura? According to the Ritva, it's also Shver. You're not mechuyav to use moch. So the best person to quote about is to quote yourself. He quotes himself. Perek Ches Tzion 219. That's on the Marma Komas also. That's the Ritva on the Ayin Beis. I asked to see Ritva on Ayin Beis with the Ritva there. Rabbosai, let's open the Gemara. We don't have the Ritva, we have the Gemara. What did Gemara say on the Ayin Beis? The same pasuk is quoted. Okay, take a look. Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. On the Makoros. Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Come to the top. No question about what they did. Mila in the Midbar, yes or no? Because an oral kid called him Pesach, whole story. All 40 years with no Ruach Tzvonis. Okay? And therefore, Lo Ma'alin in the Bay. Can't do a Bris Mila. No Ruach Tzvonis. For Hidna, the Dosh of Barabim, many do it. Shomip, Soim Hashem. Show me Psoim Hashem. Okay? And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore what? What's it in? Rashi implies, just by perhaps by his silence, that you're required to do the Bris Milah. The Ritva says, you may do the Bris Milah. But if you don't want, you don't have to. Just to see it in the Nebuka Yosef, take a look. It's on page Samach Ches. Or Chavdal and Aleph in the old print. Samach Ches. Rabbi Osai. Again from the Makorah sheet. Samach Ches. Here it is. The very last, the bottom of the last two lines of page Samach Ches. Cause of the Ritvazal. Dirmaskal Shomer. Shomer Psalm Hashem. That's Dirmaskal. B'shem Rabbozal. The Mikan, the Man, the Loboy, the Mimel, Bioma, the Eva, Horishus Piyodo. V'shapir oved shalol mismach al shom b'soim v'adin she'eror shalol lama b'shabbat shumunan. All's different story. So too the Ritva l'shitaso, the same as you're not required to rely on shom b'soim Hashem, says the Ritva, you're not required to not use moch. If you want, you may use moch. If you want, you can do the bris milah and rely on shom b'soim Hashem. Rashi says no. Rashi says once we say Shom Psalm Hashem, you must do the Mila and you are prohibited to use the Moch. Because we take Shom Psalm Hashem so seriously, no one has the right to opt out of Shom Psalm Hashem when it involves some possibility of wrongdoing, of either doing, of being Mevatel Mitzvah Mila or of putting in the Moch. At kind of Achlokus Rashi in the Ritva, which he explains at greater length. As you have in your Marama Koma sheet in the Ritva on Daf Ayin Beis. Okay, Rabosai? So far, so good. Okay. What's the machlokas between the Ritva and the Yamshel Shlomo? Shar Noshim. May they use Moch or not? The Yamshel Shlomo said yes. Mutter, we saw yesterday. And the Ritva here says no. She's a Gedola, she's a Surah. Let me explain as follows. The Ritva holds, Rabosai, since he asks his Achatashmish more than Kodem Tashmish, as we just saw the citation from the Ritva and Ksubas on the Flamites, even though she is not Mitzuva and Pruravu, nonetheless, there's a prohibition upon her to actively prevent the result of Pruravu, which is a mitzvah for us. And if she does something actively to stymie Pruravu, she is in violation. It's a little bit of a chiddush. She's not chayv in this mitzvah. If she's not chayv in the mitzvah, how can she be in violation? The Ritva says no. Even though she's not chayv in the mitzvah as such, but she obviously is the partner with her husband in his fulfillment of Pruravu. And as such, it's a unique situation that although she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah as such, she nonetheless will incur the violation if she does something actively to prevent the conception of a child. This is a chiddush nifla of the Ritva. And the Yamshel Shlomo says, Lahari Dvar Me'olam. Since she's not chayev in Pruravu, there's no problem whatsoever, even by Shar Noshim, for there to be for it to put in moch. Kol tashmish achra, whatever she wants. There's no violation whatsoever. None. So now, Rabosai, we've completed the first half of the shiur, leads to the second half. What's that? If the Ritva is right, that the nature of the prohibition depends upon Pru Ravu, we have to study carefully the parameters of Pru Ravu to know when this issue applies. In other words, what's the Ritva saying? A Ktana may use moch, no problem. A Gedola may not use moch. Okay. What if it's a Gedola whose husband has already fulfilled Pru Ravu? May she use moch? I would say the answer is yes. Because according to the Ritva's logic, the reason why it's permissible for a Ketana, not for a Gedola, is by a Ketana, Rabosai, there's no possibility of Pru Ravu. And by a Gedola, there is. But here, in the case of they already have a fulfilled Pru Ravu, so why should it be prohibited to use milk now? So we have to understand that, therefore, the parameters of Pru Ravu and see when milk would be permissible according to the Shita's Ritva. Okay, Rabosai, it's a Shita not only Ritva, the Mukha Yosef, there's a Ramban, there's a Rashba, and many Gedoli Olam who say this way. And then what's critical to understand in the context of this sugya, the parameters of Puruvu. We're going to turn our attention now, therefore, to the next part of the Maamar Makomos, the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Omud Beis. Please, if you don't mind, Samach Aleph Omud Beis. Mishnah says, Lo yavatal adam imperia verivya, elam kenesh lo bonin, beishami omen shnei zuchorim, beisil omen, zochor nekeva shenema, zochor nekeva barom. Of course, we pass the silo. It's famous, everybody knows, that you can only be mevatal from peruvu if you have a boy and a girl. Says the Gemara, lo yesh lo bonin imperia verivya, batal, meisha lo batal. Mesayla lerav nachan ema shmul dem afapi, Sheesh lo adam kama bonim, osu lama belovisha, shenema lo tov eyos adam levado. And the word osu is used. Osu is a very powerful word. A very powerful word. Lo tov is not so powerful. Osu is clearly a more powerful phrase. Why is it osu? Well, the Mepharshim say that a person who lives without a wife, chalila v'chas can have hiruim roim, otzor zel levatola, all the things of this nature. So a man should always try to be married. V'ika di'amri, ha'yesh la'bonim batal mipir v'rivya, hu batal nami v'isha. Neimet ha'vitshuf to the Rav Nachman v'shmu. Lo. Ein lo bonim, no se'isha bas bonim. Yesh la'bonim, no se'isha delav bas bonim. An older woman. Nafkamino limkor sefer Torah b'shvil bonim. Simple reader of the Gemara tells us that the only time you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is Bishvil Bonim, Rabosai. Okay, everyone with me so far? Rabosai, everyone with me so far? Yes? You're hanging in? Very, very important tosis. The bottom tosis. Koloma. Lahai milsa nami nafkamina. That what you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have Bonim. What does Bonim mean? A boy and a girl? For Lo Garcina Limai Nafkamina. So Tuva Nafkamina is Kadama Behedja. Ain La Bonim no see Shabaz Bonim. Yesh La Bonim no see Shabaz Bonim. Who you let him marry Bechlal? Okay. Bona Marie. The Motza Lemema. Da Filu Yesh La Bonim. Liola Mitzvah Lisa Bas Bonim. You should marry a woman who could have more children. Elamodu. Hecha de Tzorich Limkor Sefer Torah Beshul Bas Bonim. Kevin the Yeshlo Bonim, Lo Yimker, May Acha Shemotse She'ena Bas Bonim, Lo Yitzdarech Limkor. What's he saying now? You can sell a Sefer Torah in order to have more children. Yes or no? No. You can only sell a Sefer Torah to have children. But if you have already a boy and a girl, and you can afford a wife who's not a Bas Bonim, without selling the Sefer Torah, you're required to do that and not sell the Sefer Torah to be able to afford the wife who's the Bas Isha Bonim. Am I with me so far? This is what Tosa says. Does Tosa just say it? Or did he mean to Paskin this way? What I ask you to see? Piskei HaTosas. Those just printed on the page right after Shas. Piskei HaTosis. I think it's Kuf Yud Aleph. Piskei HaTosis. Piskei HaTosis. After the Likutei Rashi in this edition. Piskei HaTosis. Here it is. Perek HaBol Yevimto. Os Kuf Yud Aleph. Afilu Yesh Labonim Mitzvah Lisa Isha Basbonim. Ach Ein Tzorach Limka Sefer Torah Lizeh. Okay? You don't sell a Sefer Torah. Ain't Tzorach. Ain't Tzorach means that maybe you're allowed to, but that's a question. Tzorach means that's a hard, tough phrase. Okay? Ain't Tzorach, at the very least. Okay, Rabosai. Everyone with me so far? Good. Now we turn to the Gemara on Samav Beis Amid Beis. Which seems to give a totally different impression. Says the Gemara on Samav Beis Amid Beis. Masnisin, our Mishnah Rabosai, the low Kirabi Yoshua. Our Mishnah can say Bishua, the Tanya Bishua Omer. Nasa y Adam Isha Bialduso, Yishida Ziknusa. Hoyula Bonim Bialduso, Yula Bona Ziknusa. Shenema, our famous Pasuk, Babokers Raz Arecho, Ula Ere Baltanach Yodecho. Ki Ein Chayodea, Eze Yichshar Zeo Ze. Beautiful pasuk, Rabosai, pasuk in Koheles. So therefore, you have children in your youth, you should try to have children in your older age as well. Okay, and this seems to be what? This seems to be, Rabosai, what? Nu, masnis in the lok, Rabbi Yeshua. The mission is against Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, the question is going to become, how do we paskin? How do we pask it? It's a very serious question. It's a very serious question. How do we pask it in this serious child? So the Gemara says a bit later, Gemara says on the third wide line, or medium-sized line, Omra Masna Halacha Karabi Yoshua. Hey, we pask like Rabbi Yoshua, we don't pass like our Mishnah. Sounds like it's a machlokes between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua. Right? That's what it's happening. I mean, the Gemara said, "Beferish, my season below Rabbi Yeshua," and it seems to pass the Rabbi Yeshua against the Mishnah. So the question becomes, exactly what is the psak in real life? What is the psak? Okay, let's try to analyze this. Okay, so before we analyze this, I want to read you one more source, Rabosai, in the Shulchan Aruch. I hope you have Shulchan Aruch with you. If you don't, who has the Shulchan Aruch? Raise your hand. You have to all have Shulchan Aruch. You have to, I told you the first day, you have to have a Shulchan Aruch every day. Said it, no? Then I think I said it the first day of Shia. Please. Otherwise, it's very difficult to follow along. So get somewhere for, find it. You can find it, I'm sure. Just look, you'll find. We're going to start off by quoting an Evan or Ezer, Rabosai, Simen Chav Gimel. Simen Chav Gimel, before we get to Simen Alf, Simen Chav Gimel. Okay, Rabosai. Simen Chav Gimel, Rabosai, begins in Sif Aleph by quoting that Rambam. I'm not going to read you again. But he throws together the idea of Lo Yisak Tana. What is Lo Yisak Tana? So the Beis Shmuel says, Mishem Bitl Piri Berivya, V'lav Mishem Otzor Zer Levatolim. But the Rambam put him in the same breath. You know, I'm a Talmud of my Rebbe. He always looked so carefully at the juxtapositions and the positioning of the Rambam. I would have said that the Rambam is not increasing the Yisr of marrying a Ketana, but somewhat decreasing the Yisr of Atzor Zer Levatola and of Dormin B'chutz, because there was some fulfillment of Ona. That's how I would have read the Rambam, but I said the Bach reads it. But the Beis Shmuel and Beis Yosef say, not that way. They read it, not Kipshut. Okay, now, Sif Hei. We'll say Sif Hei is a very important Sif, the source of the Tshuvas HaRosh. Isha Sheyesh La Otem Berecha. Vaydekeng Bala Meshameshima Zorbi Bachutz, because of the way there's a, who wants to translate the word Otem? Aleph Vav Tes Mem.
Blockage.
Very good. Right. Atum, you know, guy's blocked, right? So the husband's Ava can't really get in there, so by the time he's Zora always outside. Also, says the Ramah, Ava Mutl Meshamesh Maktana Valanis, Holy Meshamesh Kederach Arts. That's he quotes the Tosis, Perakama the Yavamis, our Tosis. Says the Pischei Tshuva over here that I ask you to see, Sivkotten Beis. Ein b'tshuvas chem de Shlomo. Isha achas asher arofim pe'echot gozru v'omru. Shem tis'aber tia mesukenes ma'od v'chas v'sholom yerolam ya'ibur sakonas moves. She becomes pregnant and die, Chalila. Imuteras l'shamash b'moch l'fnei tashmash. What's the source and shots for this question? We all know. Our Gemara, Shalosh Nashim. There's a whole pilpul on the Sugah Shalosh Nashim. What is the answer? Mutter. It's not Ashkaz Hazer. You know why? The words are critical. Critical words coming up now. Do derech tashmish v'i'ev sherlo l'shamish ima b'derech acher nesakon. Derech tashmish, he says. Then he adds a phrase. Why do you have to add this phrase? V'yev shalol l'shamish ima b'derech achem me'asakon. What are all those extra words doing there? If you consider it to be derech tashmish, it's derech tashmish. If not, not. What's that extra phrase doing there? At first glance, we do not understand that extra phrase. What is that phrase doing there? According to this, Rabbi Osai, why by gimel nashim, according to Rashi, is it also? Because gimel nashim, the chance of sakon are infinitesimal. The things never happen. A pregnancy on top of a pregnancy. I don't think it's recorded in history. They talk about it. I've seen some books. I don't believe it. Whatever. There's a word for it. A very long, multisyllabic word. Which, super something. You know what the word is?
Yeah.
Man, that last part, we won't get into that. This is like a Chudnov, believe it or not. Two uteri, if you want to use that, uteruses, I don't know much what phrase, I believe, I use it in plural. That's obviously, ain't my skier in my city, I don't use my city, listen.
He said that he's seen everything.
Well, if you've seen this, you've probably seen just about everything. So I never heard of this case. I'll try to get in touch with him. If you give me his contact, I want to ask, this I never heard of. Okay. Maybe that's what it means. Okay, I guess. Like, there it is. He has a case. And one fetus can kill the other one. Okay, so we have the case. One in a million. A billion. I don't know what the number is. And a ketana doesn't conceive as a rule. And a muberes either didn't conceive or wouldn't be fatal to the blood. There's a very small chance. That's why it's a problem. But it's a real sakon, everyone agrees. There's no shalitz mutter. It should even be chayev. That's what he's suggesting over here. Fine. Now what I'd like to do, in order to explain a little bit more what this phrase means, I'm reading it a third time. When the Chevda Shlomo said it's mutter, why? I'm reading the words again. It's mutter, why? Kevan du derech tashmish. And he added the phrase, V'yevshlo l'shamashim v'derech achad me'esakono, that extra phrase, I'd like to, if you don't mind, to go on screen, see Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's tshuva is on the Maram HaKomets, I don't know if you saw it yet, but a very, very fascinating tshuva. This tshuva was written in the 30s, written, I think, in 1935, when Rav Moshe still lived in Lubani. Lubani is a little town somewhere in Europe, where Rav Moshe lived under in the shadow of the communists. Mamash. I think in 1936 he came to this country, but I'm saying. He's living in the shadow of the communists who wanted to kill him. A few times they threatened his life. You know, those also know the story of Ramesh's heroic life, that he was unbowed even by the communist repression for so many years. You know, so it's not a wonder that in the 50 years that he was zeichet to live in the United States of America, He was the Torah giant that he was, because what he went through in his early years in Russia was incredible Mesiras Nefesh. I think we're in Chelek Aleph. What is the Maamar Makomos? Simen Samach Gimel. That's the one. I think that's the one I want. I think it's Samach Gimel. Yes. Everyone reading it, Rabbi? Well, they're not going to read the whole thing, obviously, but it has, I think, how many? Seven Anafim it has? Has anyone seen this trivia? No. Okay, so we'll see a little bit together, and then on your own, you'll get a chance to look at it, wherever you, at least parts of it. Tashmish b'moch u'b'rubber. Rubber, yeah? B'ishon sh'sakonu l'lisaber. Hey, bo, tarza, liuban. Kisi ka'ochi ha'avagon, I'm the first of Yitzchak Isaac Alevi, small. I think it came from Chicago. Am I correct? Adam's not here anymore. I can't about Chicago. Who knows Chicago? Have you ever heard of a small from Chicago? Never heard your name. Ask the older generation. I believe it was from Chicago. But Moshe's brother-in-law. That sells a tremendous year. I may not make a mistake. So, I'm sorry? Oh. There you go. Okay. Excellent. This is the question. Pischei Tshuva, he starts, we said. Machloika spent Tshuva Sachronim. Chem de Shlomo Matir. Kiveya chasam sefer binas odom asri. So Rav Moshe writes, Afshamani lachriya, who am I? And Rav Moshe then was the Gedolei Olam, but he was only in his. How old was he? He was just. It was, hey, Bo. If I'm not mistaken, if I know the date, he hadn't yet turned 40. Rav Moshe's birthday was Zion Adar, and that year he turned 40, but Bo was before Zion Adar, so he was just under 40 years old. Let me tell you, he knew more when he was at that age than all of us put together will ever know. Add a few zeros. But he's telling Mani, who am I, Lachria? Avokemen shemokom igunu shahabe yitzrichu acham leshkod v'tovosa v'asil shalom benish v'ishto hu shatorah yitirah after the mechol shmoa kodosh kol ken she'ein lochesh l'chvod ha'gedolim. Jesus? I don't have to worry about Bikivega, Chassam Sofer, the Chayalim. If Hashem can have his name erased, so these gedolim, well, shouldn't be makbid either if I'm going to argue with them. What an interesting concept. Okay? Avshim Rebbe Seinu go in the olim. And he quotes Rashi. I'm not going to read everything over here. It's too long to read everything. And he quotes the Ritva. Anav Beis. Okay. V'inei, b'tam shitas Rashi, shekol anoshim asuris, they're two shitas. The Ri, in Ksubas Lamates, and it's written in Yevamos Yudbeis as well, soveshu mitam dekeven da'amochu b'mayeo b'es ha'tashmish, havi kemishamish al etzim alavon. And he doesn't emphasize the letter kof. He takes it literally. V'lechein, lo domen l'mishamish k'tan av alnis, du derech tashmish. Is everyone able to read this? Is it big enough in the back? Oh, it's his iser. And the Ritva on Yevamis. So they'll abstain. That's all. Lo damal chol isurim shenitchim nei sakana shekfo yeshna sakana uchshiyavar ala isur efshar sheyisalek asakana. Aval hocha. This thing is in my way. This little thing. I'm sorry. Holeka. Come on. Holeka sakana b'shloyasa klum. Kineich natlo l'shamish b'moch shukaleitz l'mavonim v'lar bal isur tzos zera levatola. Who push it? Shazel Tamar ben Tambi of Ramish is sober, the Bemok Mashas Tashmash Asuris, after Shalash Nashim, after a mayor, Kaven the who, kimatal etzav avon ve shayach lahat mishum sakona zibur kayem de leka sakona shlo yishamish klal. Yeah. Vanochal and he is dyke. Tine kushizuhu od yosef temal rabbi lezer. We saw this yesterday in Shia, did we not? Who remembers Lamadal of a base? You forgot? Open the Gemara again. Sorry for singing Ramosh, it's always good to see the Shas. Lamadal of a base. We saw this yesterday. Lamadal of a base. Zok the Gemara. Top of the Amud. Fifth line. Mesa kol esim rabbochodesh doshri bifnim vizorbi bachut tiv rabbi lezer. They say no, it's Masa Erva Onan, it's back and forth, okay? Makram will be so zel about Tal B'nivin Daf Yud Gimel. He's the biggest Makram in this Shaila. But Chosh is that Tuva Yosem Yechachonim Dami Koloch Ezba Amin Masa Shishtin Akilam Bebi Mabal Olam V'Chosh Afu Laz Bonav. You look at the Yud Gimel, you see what it means. When we come again, so we be above us now with Dalach, Kol Chav Dal Kodesh, Tal Shnir Dami Chutz. Afshad Tzor Zel Levat Tolam Mamishu L'chulei Alma. V'amai, Nei, Shisol V'Krab Meir. Shetzorach Lochash Iba B'Shiyah Sakana Lahav Lad. Mikol Mekom Eich Mata Lo Tzizel Levat Tolam Ach Vazeh. Hok Shalo Yivol Klal Vada Lek HaSakana. Was the Kosh L'chulei Alma Afra Ben Atam. Afla Shita Shnir B'Das Rashi. Did we get to the sheet of Shnir yet? He had pay sheetas. Sheetas are re. He hasn't gotten it yet, has he? I guess we'll get to it later. Yes.
That's not an option, Shalom.
Why not? Shalom Bayis. Yeah, but you know, Lu Yitzuyer, the only way you can have Shalom Bayis by eating chazer. Lu Yitzuyer, we say in the sheetas. Lu Yitzuyer. Can't eat chazer, Shalom Bayis. She says, I need you to come with me to the mall. Shabbos. Shalom Bayis. Oh, Chas V'Shalom. So, Lachain Muchrochin Lomar Dover Chodosh. The Yisbar Abeleza, the Zer Levatolosh Osir, Ein Pirusha Levatolah Meho Lodo, Shubachol Ofen, Shev Shalaholid Botsar Kazu, and the Pirusha Levatolah Mamish. Below tzorech, abo b'yesh tzorech on the mitzvahs ona, ab sheyev shalaholid b'otzor kazu lo havi zelavatolu mutter. Here's the breakthrough. Mutter. Well, if he's a nicha b'pshitus mashem mutter l'shavashem akora ve'ayelan is the cave of the shechayev ba'ona u'sameach ishto havi zelat tzorech v'yen kan shum iser. And I found it in the ritvan k'subis. B'tam Rishon, Amashe B'ktana, Omu Beres, O Akor, V'zukena, Lo Choshev, Hashkos, Hazer, Mishum, why? Mishum Mitzvahs, Ona, Ayin Shom, so it says in the Ritvan, K'sub Islamites, Shalachorim, Dvorim, Tmuin, Ma'od, Dichi Mitzvahs, Ona, Docha, Shum, Isur, Avo Bor, Shekavanosuk, Debiyarti, Shemishum Mitzvahs, Ona, Lo Havi, Levatola, V'leka, Veleka Isur Klal. Top, see? Veleka Isur Klal. Velechein, Sober Abelazar, Abelazar, the Kaven Shesh, the Kanab Menekes, Sheyevel, Biaru, you'll hold it. Mutta Machmas, Mitzvahs, Ona, Lodush, Mifnim, Blizzard, Bechutz, Velhavel, Batola, Kaven Shu, the Tzorah, Ona, Vesimchas, Ishto. A woman has Simcha from two parts, from the Bia itself. And yes, it's true from the, we'll call it the Hasra. That second simcha she cannot have, because it's too dangerous for her. But the first half she can have. Barak b'shar noshim osur. Shum dekevon diyocho limo bia real olid. Havya hazriyim b'chutz levatola v'yosur. Abel kochov dal chodesh. Shesh chashash takona. V'ne yocho l'kai mitzvah ona. In lo shizmi b'chutz. Have zeh l'tzorach v'lo levatola u'mutu bi'etzem lo mitzat chia v'lochein av k'shelo yivo klal lek ha'sakona mutu l'rabba lezer av ch'mach merhar b'yusa zeh levatola. That's pshat rabosai, as we shall see in a minute in the Chem de Shlomo. What do you say? It's derech kolor, it's why, because otherwise you can't do it because of sakona. Had it been another possibility, this would not be called Derech Kol Haaretz. But because it's the only possibility, because otherwise it's going to be a sakana, then this is called normal. Normal is a relative term. But in the pligi, In pligi, ikas for us, so the sabri, dafut tzorach haver levatala, in the actual holy beat sikazud, vasu, lechain asri akshesh sakana, mishim nikshalo yivol klal, vare lo avi sakana. That's one possibility. Oh, and obviously the O is where we're going. Shagam heim sabri krab alezer bezeh. Ach lizros mi bachutz, asri, shum shemaisa asri bachutz, lo shayach lemaisa haona. The first half of the owner that he calls the Disha, Dosh Mifnin, who Tzorecha owner, that's the fulfillment of owner. Venimta Sha'osa Masa Acher Lash Chazaro, Kidei Shlota Saber, Shazahavi Levatola Legamri, Shalola Tzorech, Sha'osur, Umitat Sakona and Shach Lahata, Doyokal Shalolivo Kla. This is an amazing shot. You separate the Maisa B into two parts, Dosh and Zorah. A normal man that lives with a wife normally. First, Dosh, which means the Aver is introduced into the woman's cavity. And then, Zorah is Masriya de Zerah. But in this case, he's taken the Aver out before this, before part two. And therefore, that part is viewed as a separate entity. And that's he says, Gomer. And don't tell me the first half is the first half is the second half. Never the twain shall meet. You can't put them all together in one box. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. What a beautiful lumdus in Rav Moshe. And he says, oh, again, the heir of Onan, etc., etc. I'm not going to the entire idea. So he said, they say back to him, it's considered to be Levatola because it's considered a separate Maisa. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason? Unbelievable emotion. Al koponim nechshav zeh mi maisa ona. It's all one big ona. Kevan de below zeh, lo yoyocho lekayim it's his ona. Im lo yasach hakach, maisa azriya b'chutz. What that means is, Rabbi Osai, the typical male, a little basic knowledge, the typical healthy young male whose aver is introduced into his wife is unable to, you know, then somehow pull out the aver and not have any zriya at all. No. It's a natural thing. He's going to feel a certain feeling which is going to force him to do his zriya. He's going to either have to do it inside or outside. Do it inside, she's going to die. He has no choice. Pikuach nefesh. He has no choice but to do it outside. There is no other choice of not doing it at all. It's not a physical reality. Okay? Look at this amazing concept. Geder, hitiru sofar mishum tchilosan and beitzu yudalef. Oh, interesting comparison. Hitiru sofar mishum tchilosan. If they allow you to do something at the end, otherwise you won't do it at the beginning. To allow the zriya b'chutz, otherwise you won't have the disha b'fnim. You find another interesting case where they allow you to do something on yontif at the end, otherwise you won't do it at the beginning, and simchas it'll be pitl simchas yontif. A whole arichas about all these kinds of things. It's quoted in other contexts as well, Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. We're not going into these details right now. Fine. It's all one action, according to them. That's right. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabban and Pligi Alav Bazeh on this detail. Abav etzim chidush Rabbi Elazar lo pligi. Because Rabban and Sabi the lek iser im ena levatol mamish to the mitzvah's own of a simchas ishto. You understand what's happening over here, Rabbi Moshe? You see where he's going. He's not discussing dosh b'fnim v'zorim b'chutz, which, by the way, if you ask me, is a very unreliable method of birth control. Who said the guy's going to be quick on the trigger and be able to be motzi the aver before the hazra? I wouldn't trust any man with this. Nobody. Nobody. It's a shtaki yetzahara. I don't know. Anyone can rely upon it. I don't know. They did it. They did it in antiquity. But that I can't believe it's fully reliable. Can't believe it. So Rav Moshe now in Anaf Gimel, you understand where he's headed. She does Rashi. Sovik at Sad Bez, the Gamma Rabbon and Lo Pligi Rabbi Elazar Beferish Levatola. Yeah. The woman is enjoying that very act of zriya. Mutter. Avshe b'shar nashim osur. V'nefshe levatola kematla leitzim alayim. Shum de'ein b'zeh shum tzorech. Because you can do without the moch. V'kol mekom bahani nashi mutter. T'kevan d'mishum b'sakon ala sabi yefshe l'kerem mitzis ona v'sim chazishto em lo b'moch. V'havizeh levatola mutter b'yatzim lo mitzad chavi yisturin. Yeah? It's mutter mamish. Rabbanan and Rabbeinu plead back with Shalosh Nashim. Shalom Mechshvi Zana Sakana came and that with Dabba Timi. Bechol Nashim can be artists. That's one in a million chance of nothing. Al Besakana Mikris, which really happens, a woman has a serious disease. Modu the Mutta Lashamash Bamo. And he calls, oh yeah, that's what he says. Meiridik. This is Rav Moshe's Pshat in the Sugya. What a remarkable, beautiful Pshat. Look what's coming up now. Masha biyarti, shitas Rashi adi b'dari nicha, masha kosha tuva, shitas sari. Top line, biyavamis lamadal, which we saw yesterday. Shemut olivo shalok adav gamotzo azera emotzo makroy. Shemesavul azera. Yeah, tamua tuva. I asked yesterday, can you eat chaza once, Rabbi? Once, just give me once to eat chaza. Once, only. I give you my word. Only once. Are you kidding? You only eat it once. Might have come in and shurak back roy beyond the chippa machas b'chay mutal lo olim alav ravera upel al beis Yosef. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. Pilei ploy. Avol lefiz anicha. Why? The cave and the pirish levatola who levatola mamish ein bo shum tzorech umitams and mutal tzorech mitzvahs ona v'simchas ishto. Lachain Savi Riva Rosh Mitzara Gemara in the Dorim. You saw the Gemara in the Dorim? A wacko Gemara that Tosfos was a good part of over here. The Chiyikach Ish Isha Shilakucha Lasosba Kol Chefzo. I'm trying to get the name. Kol Chefzo. Shemizer Omar Rebbe Hatorah Hitirosko Ein Shem Varan Shebinyan Isha Sli Ish Im Ishto Hitira Torah Lais. The Hachshav Gam Zeshim is Avel Livo Shelo Kedarka Kitzorech Ve'enu Levatolo Umutter. So before we go any further, I'm saying to you again, Rabbi Yisai, although it is quoted, I give you my psak, since everyone here is a Ben Torah, absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Also for many reasons. One reason is a serious chash of Atzor Zel Levatolo. According to one day we saw in Tosfos, it's Asur, first day. And frankly, the more important reason is, as important, it's a Tzal Isha. Don't tell me there are exceptions. You should never know whether there are exceptions. We don't believe in experimentation in this area of life. It's a very bad thing. One experimentation is to another. Rachmona Litzlan, we can take it to experimentation. Please, you don't have to use your imagination, what goes on in the world out there. Chalila v'chalila. I'm a very firm opponent of all these kinds of behaviors.
What does she demand?
Send it to me. Possession, Matir and Rak Bakroy, whom he shunned the Be'etzem Lohoya Tzorach Lisavos Ozeh, Shehana Oso Mu'etis Mikedak, or Moshe Paskins! And we know it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a normal act of beer which gives the man tremendous Hanoh. This thing, I already told you once before, the Pshadis. He loves vanilla as his favorite flavor. But I'm saying, once you try chocolate, that's pshat. So when it comes to vanilla and chocolate, I'm moderate. The head to gum. You're a vanilla fan, you want to have chocolate, you have my bruch. No problem. But this is not the same. I'm very much opposed to this. Okay? Rakbak roy shayach lis avos k'ein atavol limitim tamad yisru avod azor adav chavov b'ocho parash v'yitush v'pirish rash v'fish lo tomu me'olam. You look up the Gemara. Here too, Miss Avala Shaloka Daka Makwa Zeba Kroy. Afin Kro Ball Pamaka Shalok Darko. So it shall only be once in your life. Why more than once? Look at his Ramesh's shot. Ramesh said, well, Evsha did Nishkach Rimenu. Kevin Shavas Man Rav. And he quotes something by Parish and Hitush. Look at the Tosha Shabakroy. Afshik for over. Ochel Palmachas Shach Lomash Boy Limitam Tamadi Surah. He forgot about the first one. Perhaps the whole thing is, well, that's also crazy. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. But Rav Yilvade Lomash Umasavel is there. Because after all, the normal human being is a male is Misavel Fikadaka. And therefore, the re has two conditions. The hashka zera, even if it's the first time, it's us. Rogel asas came tamid nami aser. After omer du bisavel zeh, should the emshel is avel zeh tamid. Rav Moshe got paskind in the emshel, and don't you dare be an apocryphal to paskind against Rav Moshe. Okay, now we ika kavanos the hashka zara barotzel the hatos at the hatos atro. Oh, I told you my story, my crazy story. Yeah. No, I don't want to say anymore. But that also. Aber bei Kreuz, im Messava Mutter, ab schein und zurück mit zwar. Da kam sehr schön Messava nach schon zurück, bei nicht Richter, mit Chile Chakra. Ich kein Kosch gehen, das Schama ist beim Moch, und zurück ohne, bis Simch als Ischto, und kommen bei Ischto, und bis Kano des Aber, ist der Hart der Af. Where are I lost it? Af. Tomid. Calls matches a kono the saber. Shall all the dark and hatam shemitzas own of a simcha sishto? Should the ain isha nenes bekach? Abya, be ikwi inui. Flo yikayim mitzas own of a zeh. We already saw it in inui. Zeh ha derech ha nochon of a emes bishitoso. Flo koshel of klum, etc., 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 etc. Moshe goes on. Catch this now, and I'm so happy with this. End of an Av Gimel, the last paragraph. Shamati, Shemesefet Semach Tzedek, Lagoyin, Rav Menachem Mendel, Milubavish Zatzal. The original Rav Menachem Mendel, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay? Kosav de Lamatirin Bakroi, Vishalokadarka, Gambo Tzoazera, second day in Tosh Lamadalit. Yesh tahat v'yisha sheyesh tasakon l'saber l'shamash b'moch b'shas tashmish l'gamrei kol zman shemistakenes v'nenesi shekivanti l'divrei ha'gon hazeh mamish. Rav Moshe was mechaved. You want to look it up in Tzemach Tzedek, any chabatskas here or just some people want to look it up. It's in Simon Pei Tes. It's quoted in, I'm not a big bucky, quoted in the Otzer HaPoskim. He quotes it. He says in Tosis Lamadalam and Beis, it's muchak that the Marshal is right. It's not Eitzim and Avon and Mamish. That's even also once. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek says. Oh. But there's another pshat in Rashi. We haven't gotten to the second pshat yet, although you made reference to it. Anav Dalet. Everyone with me so far? V'yesh od shita b'das Rashi. Shesover democh haviderach tashmish umutter mitzad abal. K'mo shemutter b'ktan av erlenis. Af b'kol anoshim. Aber mit der Ische ist jetzt in Bechol Noschen. Die hast du da schon sehr abal. Pasch ist aus der Tosse in Javomis. Liebe Rashi, I didn't see it there. Nebuke Yosef. That's our word. That's Nebuke Yosef, the rich, along the lines of the Mashal. That's what Rav Moshe calls the second pshat within Rashi. Within Rashi. Oh. So the question that becomes, why is it usur if it's considered to be derech tashmish? So why is it usur bechlal? I'm not going through the entire. Yeah, according to Shita, if it's sad di do yesh isur et shayach lahater heta sakana or leka sakana kshelo yivol. Yeah, that's the problem. Is it usur be di do? Look what he says as follows. He says he has a following kasha. Kamoshu, line 3 of this paragraph. Kamoshu derech tashmish le di day. Kamokon derech tashmish le dida. The Vaishna. Aleish shenicha bevada leka yisur the oz ha lo boal. The gam kevin that derech tashmish kemo akora lo gora me anochas amok sham mishosakos ikrin. The muteres, we're going to get to this later. The next topic, shosakos ikrin. They had these kinds of pills. I don't know. You can make a billion, you can be a billionaire if you can discover it. One pill, you're infertile for life. Billionaire, if you can find it. So you go on and look at the Gemara, as well as the Coast Ikrin of Antiquity. Maybe you can figure it out. Okay? Probably people have tried to figure it out before and have failed, so I guess you may not be able to find it. Okay? So, The mutaris ain't alas shum iser. Ashkas hazera bazesh. The also atzma ain't a real heroin. Came and after akara leka iser. The kmo came mamishu banachas hamoch. She also saw atzma kakara. Libiyash zu shein alas iser ashkas hazera al shas hanachas. Came with the leka iser tashmish b'mo. Fi al shas tashmish vadek shem shal didehu derach tashmish kmo lido. Pel Rabbi Kivega. So what's going on? What's pshat rabosa? He quotes the Ritva in Ksubis, it's similar to what he says Yevamis. That's the key lashon that we spoke about already before. That I read to you before from the footnote on the Ritva here. He quotes it as well. What's the lashon? Ksubis is a lashon zeh. She calls it the Abdo B'moch Osir Afilu Ledida Vafilu Hoyamoch Munach B'Shas Tashmish. That's the line we saw. Yeah. So what's Psha? Shemidina Vaday Gamladi Dolek Isal Shitazu. That's what the Mordechai Legir says Ramo. Yevamos Yudbeis. We'll see. No time for it right now. We'll leave that tomorrow. We'll see. Remind me tomorrow to start the Shia with the Mordechai. I just wanted to finish this part. Avzesh Osarashi Lashitazu Ledido Bechol Anoshim Urak Medi Rabbanan. Why? Shematovol Gam Lahatir Moch. Shacha Tashmish, Shaloteh da lechalik b'neiim. Fiacha Tashmish asur, Mishum shiik asur lashkazera habal. That's in Shtashar Noshim. So, Beika Sakona lis abim uteres b'moch shibashas Tashmish, Mishum shalo l'shayach l'neimah. Lo shayach l'migzar otu moch shacha Tashmish. Shum debi dievin, im tishkach lahosin moch konu Tashmish, tiavarim uteres acha Tashmish, Mishum d'achri ksakfo nivolo, Who sakona mamish? Plan B. The gam kevin sheyesh lo sakona l'saba. Vare tizor l'asim mamol kona tashmish. She's a mol yoser. Rabbanan pligi begimol nashin. They hold not such a big sakona. That's Rav Moshe's word. I thought the fianias daiti instead of saying this word, which is a very shver word, we should have said what we spoke about before. Namely, it's bittul pruvu. That's the reason why it's usher according to the ritva. So this, Rabosai, we're not quite done with Rav Moshe's Tshuva, but I'm just going to fast forward for one Nakuda. We'll try to see some more things tomorrow. Anav Zayin. One second, please. Oh. Look what he says now. It's the May. We'll just give me 2 minutes. We'll be finished. The Shita Sayu the May. Shamochu Kaleitz Nevavonim. He interpreted it literally. Umikom Makomitiru Kevin Shulat Sarach Mitzvah's Ona. It's Ainzel Levatola. Even though it's Ainz Nevavonim. Yeshmokom Lahatir Afbekisim Shalove Shoish Kodim Tashish. What does everybody call that? A condom. Dinei Shu Kaleitz Nevavonim. Mamish, right? Mikomakon came in the Mekayim as a mitzvah's owner, who le tzorech bisha shesh sakona le sabre, v'lo le vatol, but le mavoch. So therefore, if it was a sakona for the wife, you can use a condom too. Avle shita shniya sheheter mochu mishum, shu derech tashmish, mistaber sheoso le shamish bakisim elu, tu vadai kaleitzen vavonim, v'zelo huta le shita zu, kasher b'chaim oizer, who's matter the kisim, even though Rabbi Osai, he's going with the second mahalach. Second mahalach should not be matter kisim, it should only be matter what they call the rubber, which we call in our language, we'll see tomorrow, the diaphragm, for those who know what that is. So Rabbi Osai, we're out of time for the moment, but then tomorrow we'll try to finish up Rabbi Moshe Tshuva and some other areas of this mitzvah of Puru Ravu. We'll see out of the Shema.